Well, hello and welcome, everyone. This is Ken D. Foster, your host, executive producer, and the one that has invited the most amazing guest that has been on this show in a long time. Today, we're talking about the courage to have no more bad days. No more bad days. Can you even imagine that? What does that even mean to you? Well, I can say this. When you learn to have no more bad days, what's going to happen is your productivity is going to increase. Your joy is going to increase. Your happiness level is going to go through the roof. And you're going to create more wealth and more abundance for you and your family. Why? Because your emotions aren't going to be dictating your life. You're going to be able to be in the zone and be able to change the way that you think, change the way that you behave, and be able to be in a place where you're calm and focused and being able to manifest those dreams that you so want to manifest. That's what we're talking about today. It's about really having no more bad days. Can you imagine that? Even today, if you're in a place that you're thinking, wow, today's not a great day, you can start that day over right now with this show. We're going to show you how to do that, and we're going to help take your life to a completely new level as soon as I come back from the break. We'll be right back.
I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that I get the deepest sleeps at night without counting sheep. Ease is transdermal magnesium, which means it absorbs through your skin. And many people are deficient in magnesium, which means they have too much calcium. When you've got too much calcium in your body, you can end up with heart palpitations, sore muscles, stiff joints, anxiety, and definitely poor sleep patterns. When you apply Ease to start your day, then regardless of the stressors in your life, you can rest blissfully because we've sold more than 750,000 bottles of this effective spray, helping countless people fall asleep without counting sheep. Right to your door in just a few days, we'll deliver your brain the fuel it needs. You can now expect unexpected surges of joyful mental energy. Then click the link below, and for less than a dollar a day, you can upgrade your health right now.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a tax doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
CBD, you've heard about it. It's helping people relieve chronic pain, improve sleep, and reduce stress. But how do you find science-based products that feel right for you? Feel Good Hemp was started after the founders used CBD oil to help their dad heal from a three-month-to-live diagnosis. They deliver all-natural, lab-tested, high-quality products at affordable prices. So visit feelgoodhemp.org/courage and be sure to use coupon code COURAGE25 to get 25% off your first order.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Hi, folks.
Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call. Check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
By the time he was 3 years old, my guest today had spent 250 days in the hospital, endured over 16 major surgeries. He was diagnosed with a very rare syndrome, and he had several birth defects. JT's life was anything but easy. On top of his physical challenges, he suffered from dyslexia and short-term memory loss, which made learning for him almost impossible. And yet, he pushed through his past physical and educational challenges and all the roadblocks to success to go on to achieve what many told him he would never be able to do. He learned to read. He graduated from high school. He attended college. He became a successful motivational speaker, an influential podcast host. And today, he influences the lives of millions of people. JT, welcome to the show.
Ken, thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited to share a little bit of my story with you today and how you can truly have no bad days.
No bad days. Well, let me tell you something. And I know you have a book that's come out. You know, I'll just flash it on the screen. No Bad Days. That's what we're talking about today. We're going to take a deep dive into that. All right, JT, is it possible for people to have no bad days?
I think it's so possible. First off, every day is a blessing. I'll tell you a little bit about how the title of my book, No Bad Days, came about.
Right.
And it truly came about from this time in my life where I was in the hospital and my dad came into my room and he said, JT, I am so sorry for what you're going through. And I looked at him and I said, Dad, it's okay. There are no bad days. There's only hard days, and we get through them. And so that motto has sort of stuck with our family throughout all this time. And it came to be a great book title. And with that, it's so true that every day is a blessing. Every day is a blessing that we wake up and we can breathe the air around us and be with the people we love. And just be encouraged to do what the good Lord wants us to do. And that's encourage others to follow him and his all of his glory and stuff. And so it's been a great blessing to have had different challenges in life because I've learned a lot from them.
Well, it's funny that you say there's the challenges in life are a blessing, because I can tell you that some people would go, no, JT, they're not blessings to me. How do you answer people that say that?
You know, I'll give you just one example here. So this is a little out of my storyline of how I usually tell my story, but one part of my life is I'm dyslexic. And there was a time where I was going through a school, and the school was a private school in our community. And it had, had a great name and a great everything going for it. But I came to a point where I had been out of the school more than in the school because of my medical challenges. And teachers just said, you know what, he'll catch up. He'll get to the area that he needs to be. But there came a point where that wasn't happening. And so in fifth grade, I had an IEP, which is learning disabled individuals. It's a program that helps with private testing, a reader for tests, and other accommodations in school. Well, along this journey, fifth grade, there was an individual who came to us and or to myself, who was the headmaster of the school at the time, and he said, JT, I'm so sorry, but you will no longer be able to go to this. He actually didn't say so sorry, but he said, you will no longer be able to go to the school because you can't keep up with the other kids. And I ran home crying, and I get home and I lay on the kitchen floor, hitting the floor and sobbing and telling my mom, all I want to be able to do is read and write like every other kid. And at that moment, it was challenging. It was so tough to think that, you know, that had just been told to a fifth grader from my parents too. But that's, it was a big pivotal moment in my educational career. And that's when we ended up finding a program. We had tried many programs from Lindy Lou Bell, Hooked on Phonics, Discovery Read. All these programs are great, but you know, they weren't helping me as an individual. And so as we continue to look around, the good Lord blessed us with a program that had just came to Michigan, but it wasn't very strong in Michigan yet. And so my parents decided that my mom and I would move to Denver and be immersed in the program. Fast forward, I went through the program, had great success. And from there, I went home and was homeschooled through middle school. And then I went back to the high school that said I wouldn't be able to go there anymore. And so the moral of the story is at the time it was a struggle, and it was something that I could, it was so sad for our family. But looking back at it, that individual, unfortunately at that time it wasn't like this, but now I look back at it and it's a blessing, because if it wasn't for him and it wasn't for that moment, I wouldn't be where I am today.
I totally get that. I'm glad you answered that story in that way, because our stories are so important to us, you know. And what you also described is the process of stepping into your own power, because, you know, a lot of people have these great challenges and it seems hopeless. And you and your mom and dad, you know, at the time, you know, you overcame the hopelessness by doing some research and, you know, and then, you know, you were committed to finding something that was going to work for you. And with resolve, the providence moves with resolve. God moves with resolve. And you mm-hmm. had that resolve in your heart and you found the right thing. And, it, you know, and learning is a quest. Healing is a quest.
It is.
Becoming the best version of yourself is a quest, right?
Yeah. And we're all going to fall in life. We're all going to have our challenges along the way. And we have to learn to how to get back up and how to keep moving on.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of which, I've got to move on to a quick commercial. But when we come back, I want to hear about No Bad Days and what inspired you to write this amazing book. We'll be right back.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now. If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing. 800-771-3380.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a Tax Doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get Nano's revolutionary technology just $347. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The CIC Recharge is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Nano hearing aids for just $347. Plus, we'll add a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The CIC Recharge has a tiny in-the-ear canal design that is nearly invisible. Why keep missing out on important conversations or waste thousands of dollars? Call and get two CIC Recharge hearing aids for only $347 and free shipping. Call now.
800-817-7419. Again, that's 800-817-7419.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call, check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Welcome back, everybody. If you just joined me, I'm talking with soon-to-be best-selling author on this book, J.T. Jester, and he has a new book out, No Bad Days. J.T., what inspired you to write this book?
You know, the inspiration for this book came from my first book. I wrote a book called Untether. And I'm, like I was talking about, dyslexic. And my dad made the joke when I came to him some time ago. And I said, well, I was graduating college. He came to me and said, I said to him, Dad, I want to write a book. And I put all this information together for my medical side of things and my education and how I've gotten to where I am. And that was crucially, that's what I wanted to learn, was just that part of it, was the medical understanding of what I had and what I had been through, as well as the education. And he looked at me and he said, JT, I hope you have a lot of pictures, because there's no way you're writing a book. So as this process continued, Untethered came out.
I'm so laughing with your dad right now, because based on everything that your challenges were, you know, you can't read, you know, you're having a hard time writing, you know, you're having a real hard time understanding and connecting.
Yes, exactly.
Now you're going to write a book, right?
Yeah. So the dyslexic that wrote a book. Well, there's a lot of dyslexics that have written books, but incredible books too. But one thing that I learned along the journey of that first book was, I graduated college and I had a job coming out of school, but I found that I was getting taken away and speaking at different things and for a lot on the medical side, the education side. And I realized that that was my true passion. And that was what I loved to do, was be able to try to give back in some way. And so, you know, my parents always said during my medical days that they weren't the ones to go to Africa to be a missionary, but they were in the Ronald McDonald houses and at the hospital, they were missionaries at work in there and sharing the Lord's word. Well, that's my goal with these books too. And so the first book came out and it was sort of my story, and it was my journey through life so far. And from there, I really wanted to come out with a book that talked about other people's life journeys. And so No Bad Days came about, and it's been a fun time learning about how other people have overcome unsurmountable odds and how they've gotten through things that are truly incredible to be where they are today.
Is there a pattern? Is there a pattern, JT, when you interviewed these other folks for the book to how people overcome bad days? Let's talk about the patterns.
You know, one thing I have to say is I think faith has been a huge role in a lot of these people's lives. Now, it's not the only contributor to how they've overcome things, but it's definitely high up there. But another thing definitely is finding their tribe, finding their people to be able to share life with, but also to encourage each other. And I think that is actually one chapter specifically in my book, is about finding your tribe and how important it is for all of us to find our tribe, because having that structure of friends, or, you know, my tribe starts with the good Lord, and then my family and friends, and having those individuals in your life to support you and guide you helps so much. But in those,
I've found a couple of tribes in my life when I was younger. They were like my lower companion tribes, and I can guarantee you that's not the right tribe to find. But we're talking about tribes, JT. You talk about the five core values that help people have no bad days. Does this contribute, the values contribute to the tribe, obviously?
Definitely.
So what are those values that we need to embrace?
Well, yeah. So I'll point out a few things that I think that are sort of my favorite parts. And that would definitely be number one is sharing your story. You know, we all have a story to share. And with that, being able to open up to others allows them to open up to you and express what's going on in their lives. And in return, you do the same. And so you help each other out in the hard times and in the good times. So sharing your story, learning to fall. Learning to fall is a huge part of life. We all are going to fall. We're all going to have our mishaps, and we're going to be challenged. But it's how you pick yourself back up and how you motivate yourself to continue on. And then from there, I think that, you know, the core three would definitely be, you know, sharing your story, learning to fall, and then finding your tribe to help motivate you and pick you up. And so along this journey, you know, those are three of the things that I think that are crucial. And then in the book, it points out all these other amazing ways to overcome those hard days and turn them into no bad days.
You know, I like the part about sharing your story, because I think sometimes we get too caught up in our own stories. And when we can really be there with another human being and be present to listen to the stories they're telling us, we can move and shift our own thinking and start to have deeper understanding, deeper wisdom, deeper compassion, just by connecting with another human being.
Yeah.
There, you know, today in today's world, JT, there's been no more important time than to share your true voice, your story, than today. I can't imagine there's been another time in history it's ever been this important to share your story. What do you think about that?
No, I think that's huge. One of the things about that too, it reminds me of another chapter in the book, and it's called Serving Others. And we do that through sharing our story. Being able to express how we have gotten through things allows others to understand that it's okay to open up. It's okay to share those deep, deep challenges that you've been through, because the biggest way to heal is to express what's going on internally with you. And of course, doing this with someone you trust is crucial. And the most valuable thing would be to be speaking to someone that you trust, obviously, and someone that's not going to hurt you, but to guide you in the right path.
I think that's so true. I was just flashing back on the story you told when we first came on here about, you know, not being able to go in into that classroom because the teacher said you weren't ready, you know, and mm-hmm. You know, you went home and you had to be vulnerable with the parent. You just did, you know, you had to be vulnerable and tell your truth. Had you not done that, had you just boxed it all up inside,
of course,
your life would be different. It'd be completely different, most likely.
Yes. Yes, exactly. You're right.
Well, yeah. All right. So, I want to know, a little bit more about your foundation. I want to know about what you're raising money for, what's important to you. Do have to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's take a dive into the service part of your world and how that might impact some of my audience. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, JT. And thank you, all of you, for listening today. This has been another inspiring, uplifting show. And I believe that if you will pass this show on to others, they will also have a kind, a loving, inspiring day. From my heart to yours, I hope you continue to look for and seek and see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. That's what we do here today on Voices of Courage and every day. And there's no reason you can't have more joy, more abundance, more love, more happiness in your life. Keep tuning in. Keep listening to the show. Until next time, this is Ken Foster signing off. Take care. Well, hello and welcome, everyone. This is Ken D. Foster, your host, executive producer, and the one that has invited the most amazing guest that has been on this show in a long time. Today, we're talking about the courage to have no more bad days. No more bad days. Can you even imagine that? What does that even mean to you? Well, I can say this. when you learn to have no more bad days, what's going to happen is your productivity is going to increase. Your joy is going to increase. Your happiness level is going to go through the roof. And you're going to create more wealth and more abundance for you and your family. Why? Because your emotions aren't going to be dictating your life. You're going to be able to be in the zone and be able to change the way that you think, change the way that you behave, and be able to be in a place where you're calm and focused and being able to manifest those dreams that you so want to manifest. That's what we're talking about today. It's about really having no more bad days. Can you imagine that? Even today, if you're in a place that you're thinking, wow, today's not a great day, you can start that day over right now with this show. We're going to show you how to do that, and we're going to help take your life to a completely new level as soon as I come back from the break. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing. 800-771-3380.
Hi, folks. Medicare Part C plans with extra benefits like getting money added back to your Social Security check may now be available to you in your zip code. Make sure you're not missing out. It's simple. One, call the number on your screen. Two, they'll look up your zip code and see if you're eligible. Three, they'll check for plans with extra benefits like prescriptions, dental coverage, and the benefit that adds money back to your Social Security check every single month. Call now.
I called to get everything I deserve.
I called to check my zip code for a plan with a benefit that adds money back to my Social Security check.
I called to check my zip code.
Millions of people have called the Medicare Coverage Helpline. Call. Check your zip code, see if you're eligible, and get what you deserve. Call now.
Call 1-800-374-2308. That's 1-800-374-2308 now.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm talking to JT Jester. He has a new book out right now. It's called No Bad Days. And before I get into that question, I'm going to ask you about your service right now, JT. Let's tell our listening audience where they can get the book at right now.
Yeah. So No Bad Days can be found anywhere books are sold. Of course, through my website, jtjester.com, as well as you can find more information and links to the book through Instagram, which is JT Jester Speaks. And that's how you can connect to all my social medias as well.
That's great. Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope you pick up that book. Sounds phenomenal. And let's take a dive into the world of JT. Where are you serving today? Let's talk about your foundation.
Yeah. So along this journey, we talked about how the first book came out and now No Bad Days has come out. And during this whole time, I really wanted to figure out a way that I could give back. And by doing that, that's been a big part of my life is the fact that there's been so many people that have given me so much and provided so much for me in the medical front, the education front, and the community front. And so in this time of sharing these stories and everything, I also have a deep love and passion for the outdoors and adventure. And I said, you know what, how can I take my foundation that I had started now about a year ago, and how can I take that and really motivate it to adventure and to giving back to the medical and to the education side of things. And with that, I started the JT Mesta Foundation, and our kickoff event was supposed to be an event for others to be a part of, like a fun event in our local community of some sorts. But what we ended up doing due to COVID is we did a challenge. And this challenge was called 29,029. Our goal was to raise $29,029. And that number, 29,029, is the elevation of Mount Everest. And so in doing this, we would be climbing in a ski resort here in the United States. And we'd be going up the mountain and down a chairlift and doing it 13 times in 36 hours to equal that elevation and hopefully our dollar amount. And so in doing that, we reached our goal. We surpassed our goal and we continue to grow. And with the generosity of so many incredible people and families and businesses, and we were able to give back to some of the things that are very near and dear to my heart. And one of them is Ronald McDonald Houses of Detroit, where we have been able to give back to. Ronald McDonald Houses in general have been a huge part of my life. Spending many stays in those. And then also to Children's Hospital of Colorado. We have created a fund there that it allows for medical supplies to be donated to children with the same medical conditions that I have. And now I didn't touch on this too much, but my medical challenges consist of being born with Vectoral syndrome. And so with that, there's many birth defects that come along with that. And for me, I only had a few of these. And so one of them being the digestive system, no motility from the top of my esophagus all the way through. I was born with what they call tracheoesophageal fistulas and imperforated anus. And the good Lord blessed me with amazing doctors that have been able to repair all that. Now I still have no motility. So I have to do a glorified treatment or enema every day, and that flushes out my system. But I found a great need for medical supplies for children with this, because insurance companies wouldn't cover my medical bills for the medical supplies. And the reasoning for that is because we are using the medical supplies for a different use than what it was intended to be for. With that, we've been able to work with Children's Hospital Colorado and partner with them, and been able to help a lot of families and a lot of patients be able to obtain the clean, proper medical supplies. And so that's what our goal is to continue giving back there, as well as in the education.
How do people want to give, contribute to your foundation? Where do they go, JT?
Yeah, so jtjester.com will link you to my JT Mestoff Foundation site there, and be able to help you out there with getting connected and learning more about what we're doing.
I really love what you're doing. You know, I had the thought as you're saying that the materials that you need were not designated specifically for the disease, and therefore they couldn't be used. I was thinking of you, JT, thinking, well, maybe JT's going to invent some new products that could be used specifically for this.
Yes, that'd right. be amazing. That'd be amazing. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool, man. All right. Listen, I want to talk to you a little bit about how outdoor life is really important to the healing factor of not only for yourself, but for others that are going through dyslexia and some of these other challenges that we're talking about. So
yeah,
we'll take a quick break and then we'll be right back to talk about that.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now. If you or someone you love has developed Parkinson's disease after being exposed to Gramoxone or any herbicide containing the deadly chemical Paraquat, you may be entitled to financial compensation. If you developed Parkinson's and worked or lived on a farm that used Paraquat herbicide treatments with Gramoxone, Firestorm, or any listed brand, call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. There are time deadlines, so don't delay. If you don't win, you pay nothing.
800-771-3380.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate your tax bill and reduce your stress. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, do not call the IRS alone. Call a Tax Doctor now for a tax emergency analysis.
Welcome back, everybody. Wow, okay, this show is like flying by for us today. I've got JT Jester on the show today. We're talking about his book, Have No More Bad Days. Isn't that cool? And let's take a little dive into the outdoor world. And why is outdoor activities important for the healing and the mental states that we need to have? JT?
Yeah. Yeah. So, for me, with these different challenges in life, I've found one thing, and that is that has been very crucial to my sanity and my excitement and joy and love and calmness. And that's the outdoors. For me, I love the outdoors. I've had many people in my life that have given me the opportunity to explore and really understand and grasp my love for the outdoors. And so I've done a lot of things with adventure. And the reason for that is because it allows me to be in God's country and allows me to connect on a greater level with the Lord. And it also allows me to get away from the naysayers, the individuals that said, JT, you cannot read, you cannot write, or the ones that said that medically I wouldn't be able to do things. And with that, I have just such a great passion for introducing others to the outdoors, but also getting out there and just enjoying it wherever I am in the world, just getting out there and enjoying it.
You know, JT, one thing you keep mentioning in this interview is faith, right? And, you mm-hmm. know, for me, faith is everything, but there's a lot of misunderstanding about faith. Even the word itself, you know, what do we have? Faith in ourselves, faith in God, faith yeah. in Christ, you know, is it all that? What does it mean to you? And how does that concept of faith, maybe it's more than a concept, the realization of faith, really help you to have no bad days?
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, first off, I think that I should start off with what my faith is, right? I believe in the dear Lord Jesus Christ, and my journey and walk with the Lord has been, interesting from the beginning with my trials and different challenges that I've been through. But there's one point in my life that it became very important to me, and sort of a pivotal moment. And I'm from Michigan, and in Michigan, there's a camp called Spring Hill Camp. It's a northern Michigan camp. It's a Christian camp. And with that, it is a camp that I had been going to for years. And when I was in lower school years, I had been going many times and going with my friends and my tribe of people that we've talked about here on the interview. But as this continued on, I got to a point in my faith journey that I believed in the Lord, but I didn't devote my life to Christ. And at this camp, there was bonfires every night, or almost every night. But at the bonfires, we'd sing and we'd you know, have some scripture of some sorts. And then we'd be dismissed and to go to our cabins. And for me, I stayed there at the campfire because they said, whoever wants to stay and talk and hang out a little bit longer, please do so. And so I did. And that night is where I devoted my life to Christ. And I strongly believe that it was because of my tribe of people at that point in my life, who are still my tribe today and dear friends. Those individuals were there to encourage me and to push me in my journey with the Lord. And so faith for me is, you know, that time with the Lord that we spend from prayer. And for me, I talked about how important it is in nature for me to connect. And I think it's because you get away from that technology, you get away from the busyness of life, and you're truly in God's country and can take it all in and spend that time with our Savior. And, yeah. And so the journey's been amazing, and faith is so important. And what I have to say to that too, lastly, is, you know, surrounding yourself with people that you believe in. As my grandma always said, show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. And I think that that is so powerful. If you don't believe in what the people around you are doing, then that's not the right people to be with.
Well, I couldn't have said it better than that. And, you know, it's so important that that place where we go to, you know, to really understand who we are as beings on this planet and why we're here and how to embrace those, maybe even dark side of ourselves, so we can heal it, we can move it, we can change it, right?
That is very true. Yep. And one last thing about those friends is, you know, as my family has always said, is, you know, surround yourself with better people, stronger, smarter, faster, whatever it is, because that's what's going to help propel you to where you want to be. And I think that goes along in the adventure side of my life, but it also goes along with my belief in the Lord and my understanding of my belief and stuff too, is truly because of the people that have been able to encourage me.
It's so true. You know, you kind of become who the six closest people around you are. You know, mm-hmm. You take on their values, you take on their mindsets, you take on their energy, you take on, if they're sports people, you'll probably start being a sports person. If you're not, if they're not, you probably won't. You know, if you hang around people that are, you know, I hope this isn't you, but if you hang around a whole bunch of people that aren't taking care of themselves, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually, what happens, you'll tend to do that yourself. So if that is you, you know, it's a wake up call. Hey, wait, you don't need to do that anymore. You can stop. You can stop anytime.
And exactly. And you can go find those people that you want to be around.
You can, and I can guarantee you, I did a lot of research early on in my life. You know, I went out there and I thought my tribe was like in the bars, and I thought they were at the concerts, and I thought they were in, you know, some pretty dark places. But guess what? Mm-hmm. My tribe wasn't there. I kept looking, thought they might be, you know, looking.
And now, where did you find your tribe?
The people that were loyal, trustworthy, have great values. I just couldn't find them. Maybe you can, but I couldn't find them there. I had to find where JT went, and that's what worked for me. JT, let me ask you something, man. You know, one of the things you're doing right now is you're modeling one of the principles in the book, which is being vulnerable and being authentic and being real, no matter, you know, what people say or don't say about you. It must have been a difficult journey because of all of the physical handicaps you had early on. Did you get bullied a lot? I mean, how did you become authentic and real with a lot of bullying, you know, that stuff that was going on?
Yeah. You know, thank the Lord, you know, in my circumstance, I was blessed with some great people around me and through the journey. Now, that's not always the case, but one thing I also learned early on was the fact that opening up and expressing what actually is going on in your life tends to allow the other people around you to open up. Now, you know, for example, you know, with the medical side of things, I it's not the most glamorous stuff that I have to talk about or discuss. And to be able to go out and do that was a challenge. But I learned very early on that doing that allowed for others to really have a better understanding and more of a sympathetic attitude towards it, and realizing that I'm, you know, we're all different in our own way. And the fact that JT can open up to me about that allows me to share my true story, my true colors. And with that, I want to be friends with him, because he's not going to go tell a guy around the corner. He's going to, you know, be able to just help guide me and help me. And so kindness is huge. Kindness is so huge. And it's such a big part of what we need in society today, is more and more kindness. And No Bad Days talks about how many individuals have used kindness and used that to the better.
Yeah. Well, kindness, you know, sometimes it's hard to be kind, especially when people aren't being kind to us. And sometimes it's hard to find the right friends, you know, when you're in a place where you're in your comfort zone, quite frankly, with friends that are maybe lower companions. You know, sometimes it's hard to recover from health challenges. A lot of people have gotten health challenges over the last few years. But there's one key ingredient that you talk about in your book, and you, you know, it's a key success ingredient, and that's perseverance. let's just take a positive dive into perseverance. And what, give me some tips for my audience. If they're having bad days consistently, how can they persevere until they get the good days?
Putting your best foot forward, right? And that is, you know, we talked about tribe, having the people to do that and push you forward. But you also need the people to push you forward. You also need the people to continue to hold you forward and hold you accountable to continue on with that journey. But it also comes from within. You need to be able to realize that you can do anything through through you and through God, and be able to continue to strive to your excellence. And I have to say, my biggest motivator is trying to help others and help others along my journey and helping them as well. And there's, in the book, No Bad Days, it talks about so many other people about how they use perseverance and how they've used it to propel them and get them on and moving. There's one story in there that it just talks about how basically this lady, she has a child that's being born, and she didn't know that he'd have different health complications, and nor did the doctors. But one thing that she knew is she knew that what individuals were saying to her were not true, and that she needed to find the truth of how to get her son to be as successful as possible. And so she didn't allow those naysayers to guide the direction of her path. What she did is she allowed the understanding of what her son could become to drive her forward. And so she, I'll give you a quick story here, but she wrote this amazing letter, and it's called A Trip to Holland. Well, I'm giving you the brief story, but as she gets on a plane to fly to Italy, she has all of her stuff packed, her bags, her itinerary. And as she lands, the flight attendant gets on and says, "Welcome to Holland." And she realizes, she's like, this is not where I'm supposed to be. And as she gets off the plane, she goes and she's all confused and disgruntled of what's going on. But she starts to realize that she can pick up new clothes. She can get new itinerary, and she can start to learn the land of Holland. And she starts to realize how beautiful it is. And as she gets back on that plane to go home, and she now has had an amazing experience in Holland, she lands. She gets off the plane and she expresses to others about how amazing her trip was. But everyone's talking about their trip to Italy. And she realizes that her trip had given her so much more perseverance to help her. In this case, that is a figurative story, but her trip was her son. It was a new adventure that she didn't expect, but it was an adventure. And it gave her the ability to find that motivation to continue and to have success with him. and he had great success from being on Sesame Street and also he had Down syndrome, but from being on Sesame Street to living alone and having great success all the way around.
Well, listen, I just love that story. That was really powerful. you know, I'd like to give our audience, as we close out, you got about a minute to do the minute and a half. Let's have my audience give some, take some action and be positive today for others to make a difference. So let's talk about your five tips for using social media to make a positive difference. Again, you only got a minute and a half. I don't want to get all five, but at least give me the top ones.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, with social media, we can see so much displeasure to our society, right? And it can challenge us in so many ways. But my biggest thing is just kindness. I think that's probably, you know, I do highlight more tips in the book of how to be kind through social media and how to do the right thing. But truly, it is kindness. It's how you present yourself. And in not presenting the fake things, presenting the things that are also happening that are challenging to you and expressing that and uplifting others that are sharing their stories too. But social media is a place that can be very beneficial as long as it's used right and it's used, you know, not in a way to harm others or hurt others. And just being able to express goodness. I love that channel, the Good News Channel, and what they do there, because it's incredible how they share good news.
That's awesome. Well, listen, everybody can go on social media today and, you know, give a comment to somebody that's just expressed their authenticity. Be kind to them, right? That's what JT is saying. Be kind, be gentle, be loving, be positive. Everybody can do that. And I can guarantee when people read those social media tips, when you're kind to somebody, it makes their day. So go make somebody's day today. All right. The book is No Bad Days. JT says we can get it on Amazon, any store out there, you know, that carries books. So pretty much any store. So
yes,
I hope you'll go and take them up on it. It sounds like an amazing read. JT, you've been amazing. Glass, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing. Thank you.
Ken, thank you so much for the opportunity and just go out there and share kindness and joy.
Thank you so much, JT. And thank you, all of you, for listening today. This has been another inspiring, uplifting show. And I believe that if you will pass this show on to others, they will also have a kind, a loving, inspiring day. From my heart to yours, I hope you continue to look for and seek and see the unseeable, and know the unknowable, and do the impossible. That's what we do here today on Voices of Courage and every day. And there's no reason you can't have more joy, more abundance, more love, more happiness in your life. Keep tuning in. Keep listening to the show. Until next time, this is Ken Foster signing off. Take care.